With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal to return Hamas-held hostages in the Gaza Strip has been reached. The announcement came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in talks. Gil Dickman, whose cousin Carmel Gott was killed in captivity in Gaza, says the new agreement isn't much different from one last May.
The only thing that's changed is that some of the hostages were killed in captivity, just like my cousin. She was alive in May. She should have been a part of this deal. She should have been one of the first to come home in this deal, but they didn't sign it in time. She was murdered, and now we have the same deal, only less hostages.
Again, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal to return Hamas-held hostages in the Gaza Strip has been reached. New polling shows doubts about Donald Trump's ability to lower prices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The incoming president has promised to bring down inflation, but many Americans are doubtful. An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows only about 2 in 10 U.S. adults are extremely or very confident that Trump will be able to make progress on lowering the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year. Americans have a little more confidence in his ability to create jobs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden won't enforce a ban on the social media app TikTok that's set to take effect a day before he leaves office, that according to a U.S. official. That leaves TikTok's fate in the hands of President-elect Trump. Congress last year, in a law signed by Biden, required that TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance divest the company by January 19th. This is SRN News. A warning about Syria.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern, and he does not trust the Muslim rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad in December. He tells the Christian Post that the rebels, quote, have absolutely mercilessly targeted Syria's Christians in the past. This is radical Islam. We know who these guys are. Since taking control of the country, the rebels have promised religious tolerance for all, but those promises have been very vague. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey issued a slew of executive orders on his first full day as West Virginia's chief executive, including one enabling families to receive religious exemptions from school vaccinations. Another order terminates all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from state-run institutions, something Morrisey vowed to do during his campaign. Efforts to end DEI are expected to expand in Republican-led states. This is SRN News. Central Ohio stands to benefit economically from a defense contractor's plans to build a massive advanced manufacturing plant.
The Anduril Industries facility would bring 4,000 jobs to the area's burgeoning high-tech sector about 16 miles southeast of Columbus. The California-based defense tech company will begin construction of its Arsenal One facility as soon as state and local approvals have been secured. Production of military drones and autonomous aircraft envisioned to begin in July of 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
SpaceX has caught its Starship rocket back at the pad following liftoff, but the spacecraft launched on top Thursday was destroyed. Elon Musk's company confirmed the loss just minutes into the flight from the southern tip of Texas. The spacecraft's engines shut down one by one and contact soon was lost. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.